Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm Derek Walker, your host. My co-host, always with me, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, man, personal appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Wait a minute. I got to trim my nose hair. Hang on. Okay.
Well, you know, that's one. Speaking of that, we'll start there if you want to.
Okay, go.
One thing that George Strait told somebody that was going to go play the AT&T Stadium in Dallas. They have that monster screen that's at halfway point in the stadium.
Oh, huge.
And so you're, when they shoot, you know, when they took a picture of your head, your head is, you know, 20 yards high. It's big.
Yeah, yeah.
And George told him, he said, make sure you've trimmed your nose hairs before you go out there, because it'll look like you've got a forest growing out
that
of your nose.
So funny.
The way they shoot you. So personal appearance and things like that.
Yeah.
They're burning up this vice presidential nominee.
Timothy Walz, yeah.
Because, you know, when you get into this world, and I've seen it happen with a senator from my state, and you know, when the party apparatus gets to you, and you haven't been in the national spotlight or been a regular doing that, you know, you're getting clothes, they're dressing you, giving you tips, don't wear this, don't wear that, do this, and they're giving you makeup tips so you don't look so pale, or making sure that you're shaving correctly, or maybe using the right makeup where you don't look like you're the Richard Nixon with the 5 o'clock shadow all the time.
Now, hold on for one second, just so people know. Men in film and TV and movies and all, and some people may know this or not, but just the average, like, newscaster or whatever, they get made up.
Absolutely.
Men and
if you
women,
didn't,
yeah.
You look terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, the light, they don't use as much light as they used to because the cameras are more sensitive, so that helps a little bit. But no, I mean, it's politically, I mean, we're in such a weird place right now in time. You know, personal appearance, you know, it's almost like the young people today are more casually dressed, more sloppy, if you will, compared to the predecessors before.
They're
relaxed, you know, their t-shirts, you know, it's the beard, it's everything.
What about the sweatpants at Walmart?
And all that.
I mean, the whole
stern.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, there was particularly in, let's say, San Francisco or New York, may still be. If you were going to work at some West Coast law firm or East Coast law firm or Wall Street, you dress nice.
Yeah, sure.
You dress nice, and a banker dress nice. But, and I guess they might still do that, but society has gotten all casual and sloppy and that type of stuff. But if you're going to be on television, you've still got to do a certain thing to even make yourself look good, because you're going to have to wear makeup, because the lights and the harshness of it, you've got to. But how much makeup do you wear? And boy, you better have someone that knows what they're doing, because there were people like on the East Coast that would do makeup for us when I was doing movie interviews.
Yeah.
And they would use the people that they used on soap operas, and they'd use these guns that spewed out the makeup, and they'd paint you. And I can see that's what they do on Fox News, because I see the line
like a little,
of where they stop.
Like if you got a spray-on tattoo.
It's like an air gun.
Yeah.
It's going.
Yeah.
So it's giving you that, you know, tanned look or whatever it is you're trying to look like.
I like that.
But when you look and you can see their shoulder, it's white as the day. And so I've seen where their hairline is and all that when you really start getting into it. But the point of it is they're going after this vice presidential candidate on the Republican side for eyeliner.
Oh, Vance. J.D. Vance.
Vance. Okay. That was not something I ever let them do. I just wasn't comfortable with doing a bunch of eye stuff, underliner or eyeliner. But they did it to him.
Yeah.
And if you back up and you're looking at it from somebody just being on TV, it looks right. You know, it's kind of like, okay, that looks okay. But if you get a close-up of it on a man, it's might be effeminate, but I didn't think we were in that world anymore.
Well,
you know, where you could make fun of somebody for wearing eyeliner if you're a man.
I don't.
Because that's what I just saw in the Drudge Report, and apparently some people on the Democratic side were making fun of where he's the new guy for the governor of Minnesota is a guy that doesn't have eyeliner.
See,
well, you're going to tell me he doesn't wear makeup either or anything? I don't buy that.
I don't buy it either. And I think I don't think we live in that world unless it serves our purpose.
Right.
You know,
and then
I mean,
someone needs to call them on that immediately, though.
I would agree.
If they're
going to
do that,
agree.
Then you'd call them immediately and say, "Are you telling me this that the governor of Minnesota never wears makeup?"
Right.
Because I guarantee you, if for nothing, no other reason, you powder someone to cut the shine down. You don't want everything glowing so much. You want to dull it down. So,
I mean, you can come right back with, why are you saying makeup is gender specific?
Right.
Right. You know, I mean, really?
I think there's a line you can go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think for men, most men would probably not be completely comfortable with eyeliner.
Yeah, I don't
but,
wear any.
But they probably would take, you know, makeup cover.
Oh, yeah. I've had a bad pimple before. And
yeah, I mean, some of that is kind of like retouching a photograph. Sure. But I've quit wearing it lately. The last 6 months or a year on TV, because I just didn't see the point anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't do it. But I don't know. You know, personal appearance used to mean something, and I don't know if it does in society as much anymore. But you look at all these candidates; they're all pretty well dressed.
Yeah,
I don't care who it is, vice president or president. He's always snappy, and Biden is, you know, always. Suit. I mean, they spend a lot of time and money on look.
Oh yeah, I remember, Jimmy, when I was in advertising sales. I was probably in my 20s before I got into radio and broadcasting, and I was meeting with clients that were spending, you know, $10 to $20 million a year with the firm that I was working for.
Oh yeah,
and I had to be wearing an Armani suit, or they did not take me seriously. You know, if this guy can't even afford a $1,200 suit. Why are we talking to him?
I would get my suits at a place called, when I was having to have more than a couple.
Yeah,
at a place called Hollywood Suit, and they, you know, of course, they didn't fit when you bought them, but they were Italian suits.
Oh, they
really
made
good
them fit,
Italian
I bet.
Suits.
Yeah,
and so you take it around the back to the people
tailor,
that do
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
the tailors, and you spend another couple of $100 on tailoring.
That's true.
But I would go into these interviews, and I'm sitting across from Denzel Washington, who always dresses snappy. And I remember one time he said to me, "Looking good there." That's good. You know, they notice.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
They notice. And I think they took me more seriously
because I was dressed,
you know, looking sharp. And I would have expensive ties and that type of thing. And I was told by a great anchor person, don't be known by the clothes you wear. You don't want to start that, because you'll go broke. I mean, you don't want someone to notice your tie, bottom line.
That's
you don't want someone to notice your tie. You want it to be a good tie,
yeah,
but you don't want it to be something you notice, because if it's anything too bold, you can't wear it tomorrow, or you can't wear it a week from now.
Yeah, because,
you know,
it's so memorable.
He said, "We just wore that last week, that blue," you know, and so I had a blue. I'm looking right here at the picture, a neon blue tie, and I had a neon red tie, and I had,
they're pretty,
you know,
basic,
but I had a, you know, I had, yeah.
You know, so, you reminded me of when you were talking about that, and you were talking about wearing, you know, being known for your clothes or whatever. And in this case, I get it, because for a while, two things, there was a weather lady dress that was going around that every female weather lady was wearing for a while. And it was like an hourglass pattern, but it was two colors, and they were all wearing it. And I thought that was kind of funny. But there was another guy.
It's worse for women, by the way. It's,
yeah, no doubt.
The dress thing, what to wear on TV and stuff, God pity them, because they really do get looked at much more.
Oh, they're scrutinized way more than we are, for sure. But you reminded me of a guy in the NBA that kind of set the tone, and nobody else ever did it, really, that I remember. Maybe a couple people, but he started it, and he always looked great, and that was Pat Riley. Remember that?
Riley always looked good, the coach.
He had suits on suits, and he would show up at those games and coach with that nice double-breasted jacket on, and he dressed real well, and people still remember that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, when I was doing the stuff that I was, the most important stuff, I looked nice.
Yeah.
I never went on TV without looking, you know, particularly on a set.
Yeah.
The set was different than being remote. You can wear something else, you know, out there.
Yeah.
But now, you don't even, nobody wears ties. They do on the set still. I mean, there's still a different look of the anchor
Yeah,
people
you're
on the set.
right. You're right.
But in out in the field, it's, no one wears it. No
Polos.
one wears a
I see.
sport coat
No, I see
anymore.
polo
You
shirts with
But
the
again, I think
logo.
when you're dressed that way, unless you're covering a hurricane or something,
Yeah.
that, if someone's doing something serious, like at a court or whatever, I don't think you're taking that serious. I don't.
Wow. I mean, it
I mean,
is
I think that.
interesting. I mean, you think about it, it has gone away. There was a time when you would fly, when you would get on an airplane with
Oh
a
my God.
tie.
I think that, and that's another thing. Okay.
Yeah.
When you used to have to, well, you absolutely dressed up in the early days of aviation.
Oh, yeah.
But I think, and then some people think this is true at schools.
Wow.
If you have a dress code at school, there's less violence.
That's been an argument for a long time, and I don't disagree. I think it's possible that a uniform or a dress code could shave some of that.
There are hundreds of thousands of years of showing why you have uniforms and why you do certain things like that. And I think they've proven it, whether they want to deal with it in schools or not. If everybody's wearing a uniform, people behave better.
That's wild, but I get
Than
it.
being in
I
some
could.
kind of zappy clothes and, everybody's wearing the designer this and designer that,
Yeah, there's
and you're who's
pressure.
keeping up with. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it's a debate that no one gets into, but well, if in a prison, they put you in a uniform. I mean,
That's
a
right.
lot of things, in football, they put you in a uniform.
And I
They don't have
wonder.
everybody out there running around.
I mean, I wonder if in the
In
prisons.
tennis or whatever it is.
Yeah, they do that too. I wonder if it's to minimize the violence or to minimize, I mean, it could be part of their equation. Hey, everybody wears this orange jumpsuit, man, because we don't want any competition with clothing. We don't want any shoe competition. Everybody wears these
Yeah, I mean,
shoes,
all that stuff, it dumps it all down
Yeah.
where, no one's wearing a whole bunch of this or that. I don't have a, I don't know, I can't defend either side, but I just know that it used to be important,
Yeah.
and I think I think back, well, here's another thing about language. There's a new girl I never heard of until today, but that's my problem.
Yeah.
She's got a song called Espresso,
Okay, sounds
and her
fine.
name is Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
And she is 25 years old. She's real big buddies with Taylor Swift. She got an MTV video nomination today, and I listened to, and so I pulled her song Espresso out there. Well, it wasn't a minute into the song when she drops the F-bomb.
Oh, okay.
And but just out there, boom, the F-bomb's in the lyric, and then later in the song is the S word for poo-poo. And it just is just a common thing out there in the middle of lyrics. And I don't know. I mean, it's just, I don't think any of that's good for society. The lowering down, using gutter language and using expletives just as a routine, it's just a routine. I don't know. I just, it's,
I think you're right, and I think the more you use it in common everyday language, the more it becomes just part of the language, not
It
anything.
does, and that's what she's doing. I'm sure she didn't put a lot of thought in Buccaneer, Buccaneer. It's just all that, it's I don't know.
What do they
We
say
better change subjects.
if you do something 21 times, and I'm just speaking from a physical standpoint, like if you
Yeah.
throw, I did karate for a long time. So if you throw a punch 21 times the same way, twisting and punching and pushing, and 21 times you get muscle memory. I wonder what the brain, as far as muscle memory gets for saying the F word 21 times in a row or whatever. Does it then
I just
become.
worry about us as broadcasters are going to get in trouble, because it's around so much. I could have easily, if I had been sloppy, I was pulling a clip from this Sabrina Carpenter, and I could have easily, if I wasn't listening to the words all the way through, I could have gotten burned on that one. That could have easily burned me, and I'd have gotten in a lot of trouble. So I don't appreciate it, that people are putting stuff out there like that.
So where does society see it though now, Jimmy? I mean, you and I are having this conversation. I raised two kids, was very careful with that kind of thing as I raised my kids. I have one that doesn't use much vulgarity at all. I have another one who casually uses it. In just an everyday sentence. And I don't think it came, from our house at all. But I mean, how do you think society looks at that now? They must not care as much as you and I do, about that because it's so common.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I
I mean,
guess.
I don't know.
But I
I mean,
mean, it's I mean, I having to, I can't say what I'm thinking, you know, right now, because I know where it comes from. But, you know, it's just, it's a dumbing down of the culture.
Wow. I don't
It's
disagree. I don't disagree at
dumbing
all.
down of the culture and the language and the dress and all of that. And usually, you know, unless the plane crashes, it's like the stock market, it yo-yos. So,
Yeah, so we ride the wave, I
but
guess.
also, you know, I don't, I mean, Trump has done a lot of the, you know, change political speech a lot because he's a populist candidate, so he's trying to talk like the people, and so and sometimes I,
Don't
you know,
love
I just I wish he
it.
didn't speak the way he did, and you know, it's just I don't know, it's just some of that kind of stuff. It no one thinks about it, no one talks about it, they don't write about it anymore, but it's just there. But I think it does bother people, you know, language, looks, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, cleanliness or just appearance, like you brought up.
Cleanliness, you know,
Yeah.
that's actually part of it too. You know, and it
I.
goes down to it. It also it's things these quirky things in society that have changed.
Yeah.
There are a whole bunch of 16-year-old kids, and I've had one in my family. I think maybe another. It's now it's different. But driving used to be very important.
Oh, yeah.
Getting that driver's license at 16 was like an inmate getting out of prison.
It was freedom. Yeah.
I mean, it was all of a sudden we've got freedom.
Yeah, we
And
do.
it's how we, you know, sometimes how we used it, we get in wrecks and people get killed and people get hurt. But
Yeah.
if you're lucky, you didn't. And, you know, that was a big, important thing, though, getting that driver's license and having that freedom in that car.
Yeah, it was.
And there are a whole bunch of kids today that have no interest in getting a driver's license or driving.
I
And
wonder
I mean,
why.
to me, that's as different as if they were speaking Chinese to me, because I don't understand that at all.
You know, in thinking about that, my son who loves to drive, we like to do off-road stuff together, and so we drive, he drives, and we race a simulator F1 cars. We have a lot of fun with driving, and he's always loved driving. But he said something to me the other day. He said, "You know, Dad," he said, "we're the first generation that is tethered to being able to be contacted 24 hours a day." Now, your job had you that way for years. Me too, same thing.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that beeper, the beeper and all that other
Yeah.
stuff.
But now this generation that's coming up behind us, he says they always have these, so they always have their phone all the time. And he specifically addressed the car. He said, when you were 16, 17 years old, you could get in your car and shut the door and roll the windows up, and nobody could talk to you. You could just drive down the road. And he said, now we have, the computer, handheld computer in our lap, which I'm sure is the cause for many accidents with distracted driving and all that. But they're always reachable. We had some solace in the fact that we could be gone for 2 hours and nobody could reach us. They didn't know where we were. They didn't know what we were doing. Not that we were doing anything bad, but we had no pressure, right? We were just doing our own thing. And I don't know if the younger generation has that anymore. I mean, if my parents could get a hold of me at any minute, they would have been hounding me. They've been hounding me. And likewise with, my own kids. If they had a phone, "Hey, where are you right now?" You always wanted to
Well, you
know.
know, I was watching these kids last night on a video, and it was from South Georgia, Northwest Florida.
Yeah.
They were two kids. They were out in the country kids, and they were at a waterfall.
That's
You know,
cool.
not a Niagara Falls, but one that falls maybe 10 or 15 feet
Yeah.
from the stream that goes down the water. And they were roaming or walking around down there below the waterfall. They did have shoes on, which was smart. But, you know, I think I can only look down there and I think about, man, you don't want to be in that kind of water. You don't know if snakes are down there.
Yeah, it's
You know,
true.
I go through a million things as someone who's been around a long time,
That's it.
and worse than that, who's been a newsman and reported on every possible thing that could go on, from the girls down there getting raped or being murdered, or a wild animal coming in there, or a snake biting them, or
Right.
some kind of amoeba that's in the water that gets in your brain. I mean,
Right.
country people have been done that stuff forever. playing in the creek and doing all that. But it's just we've changed so much where we've had so many things that happened to us that you can't be innocent. Like, look at the beaches now.
Oh,
I don't
gosh.
see a picture from Panama City or Destin or any place else that A, doesn't have a picture of a shark in it, or doesn't have an alligator roaming around on the beach.
And now,
Why all of a sudden are alligators roaming around on beaches
well,
in
that's
Northwest
it.
Florida? And I don't get that at all.
Well, it's
And that's crazy.
you look at too on the some of the pictures I saw today and yesterday of the drugs that are washing up from Hurricane Debby. That are
Oh, I
washing up
haven't
on
seen
the
that.
they're washing up on the beaches. Like, I don't know if the drug
Where'd they come
cartel,
from?
I don't know, somewhere in the ocean, so the boats must have wrecked, and here comes all this dope washing up on the shore. I don't ever remember thinking as a kid I had to worry about that, you know, and seeing that, but let alone
We're
all the
seeing sharks all over the place. I put it something on Facebook today. I mean, it was really low water, and this shark is coming into. There's a shark behind us, and it was a shark indeed. Boy, it was a
Jeez.
big one. And then they went through. It went through the low water. They went on back out to the main channel. But sharks are everywhere. I don't know if they're just all of a sudden coming in because of global warming or whatever you want to say it is.
Yeah, I
But
don't know.
something's different. Something's very different.
It's true. I mean, I remember snorkeling and swimming in Hawaii where and I didn't think twice about it. You know,
But you know,
I
you've
might
got that
now.
going on, and then we talk about clothes. We're talking about men should wear eyeliner if they're going to be in the public eye with spotlight shining on them. I don't
Did
know.
you ever wear
You know,
eyeliner on TV?
no, I didn't let them. One woman, I think
She
one makeup
try?
artist did something to me one time
Yeah.
and did that, and I didn't like it. You know, it probably made my eyes look better. But you know, you put drops in your eyes. I got two different kinds. Here's one called Lumify.
Oh yeah, I have
And it
those.
takes the red out, and it
Yeah.
makes the white of your eyes. And I mean, you know, you got all kinds of different things to do that when you're in a performing, when you're in the theater,
God, yeah.
you know, when you're in movies, you're in all that stuff. You don't have a choice. Oh, and one thing that now they're having reverse engines on. One thing I noticed, and I'm not going to say whose movie it was because it wouldn't be fair if I'm wrong. But one thing I noticed, it was a Western movie,
Yeah.
and the cowboy was fairly good looking, and the cowgirl, you know, the woman, even though she was in like pilgrim clothes, looked good.
Yeah.
But all their teeth look fantastic
Oh, they are
because they
white.
had veneers. All of them had veneers, and I've noticed that on all the rappers, on all the everybody out there in Hollywood these days. They even have new actresses do it. They got them going $60,000 to $80,000. To
Oof.
get a whole mouthful of veneers. They used to call it capping, but now it's veneers.
But
And
it
they
is
have cosmetic
capping.
dentistry out there. So now what's happening is the effects people and the makeup people are having to get to these actresses and actors, and they're having to yellow up their teeth because it's too white. They're whiter. It's called the chiclet effect,
That's
that it looks
funny.
like chiclets in
Yeah.
their mouth. And it
Yeah.
just is distracting when someone's had that done and their teeth are so perfect. As
Yeah.
you look at Tom Cruise, he's got the most perfect teeth.
Yeah.
All these actors have perfect teeth
They
because
do.
they've all had them the dentistry
Yeah.
all done.
Yeah.
And some
Wow.
have gone too white, and now is that they call it the chiclet effect, and they're having to yellow up their
The
teeth. They're making them wear false teeth that go over your teeth,
that are
look,
a little scungy.
plastic things, make them more scum. And it's just, and you go back and look at, if you're trying to be in a period piece like a Western,
Yeah, you can't have perfect teeth.
they didn't look like that. You know, I mean, they didn't look like Tom
No.
Cruise or
Right.
Kevin Costner. I mean, you look at the real Billy the Kid, he was a doofus looking guy.
Yeah.
And Pat Garrett and all that. I was seeing some of those pictures today.
Yeah.
You know, even the Pat Garrett was distinguished a little bit. But I mean, it just goes back to what we look like and how we are perceived. And now we're making people get $80,000 tooth jobs. And then
Right.
the makeup people and the special effects people have to dumb them down because they don't fit the character that has that perfect.
That's
No one has a
wild.
perfect white teeth
Yeah.
like that. It's just, we live in such a wackadoodle world,
Yeah, we
man.
do. Where
Crazy world.
you don't care
Kids
enough.
don't want to drive. People wearing
They
80,
don't.
having $80,000 worth of teeth work done.
You
You know,
don't care
people
enough
can't
to
get
put on
these
pants
dadgum phones, man, and they can't put on pants.
to go to
And then you've got the
Walmart.
phones, that want to track you down wherever you are and can
It's
do that. And
true.
that's kind of a good thing because
I guess I
I kind of want to know where my loved ones are in case, just whatever. We live in a goofy world. We live in a crazy world.
We do. I mean, we
And
do. It's
politics, I'm so afraid now that we're going into a crazy period where it's really going to get nuts with the next 2 weeks is going to be a love festival for the Democrats. It's going to be all love, and
Yeah, it's
you're not going to
been
be able to hear
pretty.
anything about that because the convention is 2 weeks from today. And when we're doing this on this August 6th, we're doing this taping. 2 weeks from now is the Democratic convention. So it's all going to be love festival and stuff like that. But as soon as that's over with, Memorial Labor Day, it's going to be a shootout for the next, 60 days. And man, it's going to be ugly, and there's going to
I
be rocks
agree.
thrown.
I agree. You know, my
And
wife.
it's going to dumb down to just down to our level of just regular people, because people are going to want to know who you're voting for. And I have still not seen, in this neighborhood I live in, I haven't seen one political sign for anybody because people are scared to say who they're voting for.
Now I have on my street, I'm pretty sure at least 50%, maybe 75, have a flag, a Trump flag
A Trump flag.
down our
I
street.
tell you, this subdivision here, and I'm in the South, I don't see one. And I know
Isn't that
there are
wild?
liberal here, and I know there are wacky conservatives and all kinds. No one's putting out anything.
Interesting.
Now, that's going to change in September and October, though, I think. People are going to show their colors. I haven't even seen it on cars yet, but we'll get there. It's
Yeah, the
going to get there in
stickers,
the
the bumper
last
stickers.
60 days. The last 60 days, you're going to start seeing it. And I think people are going to flick that. I don't know.
You
I
know,
worry about that a little bit.
I do too. My wife said to me the other day, it was great. And I know you're not really watching them, but I am. I'm watching the Olympics. I love them. Since I was a kid, I loved the Olympics. You know, that whole deal with the Last Supper or the,
Oh,
Dionysus,
that
the
one,
wine
yeah.
god thing. I didn't get into that. That's not the athletes to me. That's the Olympic Committee.
That's some art director of a French
I don't care.
museum that was given a job and screwed it
Did
up.
it, whatever. So, but I watch the Olympics and I love them. I love watching. Peacock has done an outstanding job. And since you're in the business, you'll get this. But Peacock, you can click on any event you missed and watch it in its entirety as a replay. So I watched kayaking. I watched archery. I watched, you name it, pistol shooting. I watched, just gymnastics, what, badminton. I watched table tennis. I watched all of these things, and
Wow.
really enjoyed it. My wife said to me the other day, she said, she said, I like the Olympics. I said, by week two, you get a little tired, right? Because it's on every night or every
Yeah.
day. But she said, you know what I like about it is it's not politics.
Well, I agree with that. The Olympic part, because I'm lazy when it comes to this, I would watch what I call the weird sports that you just named. I did watch a couple of, maybe 2 minutes or three of kayaking and going down like rapids, and all
Oh,
that
yeah,
stuff.
that
That
was
was
pretty fun, yeah.
and I hadn't seen archery, but I would watch some of that. What I get tired of
Yeah.
is whenever I come by the TV set, they're either doing swimming
Yeah, the most
or they're
popular.
doing gymnastics.
Two
And
most
then this week
popular.
it's just track and field. And it's not even all track and field. It's mostly just running.
Yeah.
And I just don't, it's just, it all is like a big beef stew to me. I just kind of just walk by. I don't care.
Yeah, well,
It's not
if
gonna.
you have Peacock, and for those of you listening, if you listen to this right away today, tomorrow, if you have Peacock, if you don't, it's even worth it because you can go back. I watched men's mountain biking, women's mountain biking.
Wow.
That I didn't even know it was a sport. I mean, and I'm kind of anxious to see breakdancing just to see what they do.
Oh, Lord. Well, let me tell you
But
what I did. Weird.
yeah,
Have you heard the AI Al Michaels?
yes, I have. I saw it
Did you
live.
sign up for it? Did you sign up for it?
No, 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 no. I got a
I
P.
did.
Oh, you did.
I signed up for it, and it said, "Hi, Jimmy," and it's Al Michaels
Oh my
talking.
gosh.
And it's spooky.
It
It's him too.
sounds
I mean, the way
so
he said
much.
Paris and the way he said certain words,
Yeah.
it's just that AI thing, man. It's coming, and it's, I don't know. I mean, it's,
I told
yeah.
you ought to license your own voice. I mean, just for the heck of it, get it done, and then
I
you
don't
can.
know where you would do it, or I'd do it.
I mean, I don't either. And I know they paid him to use
Oh,
his
yeah.
voice, and they paid him handsomely, I'm sure. But boy, when I saw that, it said voice of Al Michaels, a little tiny blurb right there. And then he started talking, and I played it for my wife, and I said, can you believe this? I cannot believe I would not have even thought twice.
You hear a little bit of, a little bit.
Yeah,
of,
but you, you can but tell you
where
knew.
They're gluing the words together.
Yeah,
a little bit. But this was extreme sports, is what I wanted to hear.
Yeah,
and so it was about, I guess, archery and other guns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did the,
all
he did
that
the
other
little
stuff
exposés,
like that.
Yeah.
So he did the report on that.
Yeah,
because the Olympics are just huge. I mean, they're just an overwhelmingly large event. But all they really make you think is going on. Is gymnastics,
swimming, yeah, right.
You know, and swimming, and
diving,
that's the only thing,
right?
And those are the events you can't get in,
yeah.
That are the big ticket, like the Super Bowl,
yeah, right.
You can't
right.
go,
right.
And you know, you can get in the other things, and it's just
well, hats
they just
off,
show those.
Hats off to NBC and Peacock for doing a good job, and also I will say this: as much controversy as there was at the beginning, I think Paris has put on a pretty good show. I mean, I think overall it's been a good Olympics, and, you know, they built some cool facilities, and I think China did a good job, too. I don't think they did a poor job.
These ratings are much higher than Tokyo, I think.
Are they really?
35 yeah. million or something.
That's interesting.
They're up pretty good bit over what Tokyo did. Those were kind of low. And that was during COVID, and it was things weren't normal on any degree.
Have you ever been live, and would you be interested in going live? Not to Paris, but to Olympics.
No, I went to Los Angeles in 84.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I went to Atlanta
about it. Yeah.
When it was going on in the 90s, whatever years those were. And I went to basketball. I went to baseball, that they don't do anymore.
They don't. Yeah, they don't. Well,
no,
they
not in
Paris.
I went to watch Cuba play somebody in the old Atlanta Stadium. And then went to the basketball. I don't remember who it was now, but it was just at the end of the day, it's just you've gone to a sporting event. It just happens to be part of the Olympics.
Yeah.
But the bigger deal is to go watch swimming or go watch track and field. Less of a big deal, but pretty big deal. And gymnastics is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know, you want to, it's sort of an intimate sport, and you're sitting anywhere near, which is where all the movie stars
were. Oh, gosh. Tom Brady was there last night. I mean, they were all there.
They were all there, the really close.
I guess my point is you were talking about in the next couple of weeks, things are going to get ugly. And I think you're right. After the Democratic convention, and they're all done with all that, they're going to get ugly. And right now we have.
Because the voting starts, you know, in some states pretty quick.
Yeah, it does. It's not too far off. And so right now we have a little distraction. If you're into the Olympics, it's great.
Yeah.
If you're waiting for the battle between the Republicans and the Democrats, it's coming. It is coming. And you're going to either get so mad and turn off your TV or internet or phone that you just don't listen to anything anymore, or you're going to get sucked in.
It's going to be really interesting to kind of observe, because I'm going to be going through vacation this year. It's going to be through the heartland. I mean, it's going to be Michigan, and it's Minnesota and Iowa.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited.
And
I
Kansas
see,
and Nebraska. So we're going to see it firsthand.
I want to see pictures and video and all that stuff. I know you'll do all that.
I'm going to more than ever this time.
Good. That'll be excellent.
Because of the Ask Jimmy Carter Facebook thing that I'm trying to figure out. And by the way, no one can figure out the rhyme or reason of the algorithms of Zuckerberg and Facebook.
Right.
I don't know what they do. To give you an example, I've been trying to find, I've been posting nature things. I've been poaching a little bit of news.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of Hollywood memorabilia, a little bit of nostalgia. And most of that doesn't happen.
I guess the net is, Jimmy, if we have something to distract us for a while, we won't get so caught up in the politics. But again, at the end of the day, this is an interesting time to be alive. Politics has changed. Everybody's at each other's throat. We'll see what happens. It's just crazy.
I frankly, and you're saying if I'm not watching the Olympics, what am I watching?
Yeah, what are you watching?
I'm just getting on YouTube and getting lost.
Oh, quickly.
I'm watching Leonid and Friends, you know, do the music, that Russian cover band that's the best cover band in the world.
When the Olympics aren't on, my wife and I have a fun time choosing a subject and then finding it on YouTube, and we get one video each, and it can't be more than 10 minutes. And we watch it, and then it's the other person's turn. And we have fun doing it. It's kind of fun. Like, she'll pick cooking, I'll pick mountain biking, and I'll pick camping, and she'll pick, you know, whatever.
See, there's a thing. There's two different people. Then the late afternoon, they're there now, as a matter of fact, as we do this at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
The planes landing at Los Angeles Airport. Have I ever sent you those links?
I have seen them. I don't know if you sent them to me or
there's two different ones.
But I like
and
that. I
just
would watch
the planes landing. There's enough coming and going at LA airport that you can justify.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they're
yeah.
all and they've gone to Kennedy and done it too. They do it from the roof of the TWA building.
You know
TWA motel there.
You know Brian, Big City,
yeah.
Without saying his last name and all that. He has a couple takeoff and landing videos.
Huh.
Fascinating. All the buttons and all the levers and the toggles.
Yeah,
and
he's a twin engine flyer
Oh, yeah.
Well, he flies 747s.
Yeah, he flies.
Without saying who he flies for.
Right,
yeah,
the big stuff.
He flies the big boys.
But he's made some videos where the camera's kind of right over his shoulder.
GoPro. It's going to GoPro.
And it's looking at the cockpit, and then it rolls down the runway and...
Yeah,
and you're getting like a pilot's view. It's pretty.
Well, I'll look that up.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, he's got a
but
few.
But yeah, but don't try to figure out what's going to get a lot of hits on Facebook.
Yeah, you can't. You're just going to get lucky.
I put up a picture this week of me holding a Baskin and Robbins. I mean, just my hand.
Yeah.
With the top of the ice cream, daiquiri ice is my flavor.
Yeah.
And that got like 4,000 hits
that's
in a day.
That's incredible.
When that's the least subject, I mean, it's just. I mean, okay. I mean, you just don't know what they're going to, if
well,
that's just what
look
people
at the
want to see.
Look at the Hawktaw girl. I mean, she didn't know that was going the way it went.
No, you just can't
it
figure
did.
It out. And
yeah.
It's, I guess it's the absurd, the weird, but I wish it was more like normalcy, you know, like,
well,
yeah, let there be some of that wacky stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish there was a place where I could get news and I could get entertainment a little bit. And, you know, and interesting things. It's just, it's not, you know, it's not a X-rated.
Yeah.
Like TikTok half the time, everybody's naked.
Well, Jimmy,
you know,
you're
on
it right now. This is where you get it. Sweeping the country. It's right here.
Yeah.
And I also remind you to check out Jimmy Carter's YouTube page. And what is it, the one you canceled
just
one?
Ask Jimmy Carter. Just ask Jimmy Carter Facebook.
ASK. That's it. Ask Jimmy
just
Carter.
Ask Jimmy Carter.
And check it out. It's worth it. Of course, Sweeping the Country is also on YouTube. There's no pictures. It's just the audio from it. But you can find that on YouTube, too. And we encourage you to do that. Head over to Jimmy's page. Like it. Subscribe. And enjoy the content. Because, Jimmy, I've said this for years, and I'm so glad we're doing this podcast. You shouldn't have written a book, you know, 10 years ago. Because you have so much experience with all these great people you've met in your life and the things you've done. And it's kind of cool to see all that. So head over to YouTube, check it
out.
But
it's cooler to see me hold an ice cream cone or or see an alligator walking
on the
beach.
You know what you should try when we get done here? Tie your shoe and just see how many hits that gets. Just, you know, the squirrel goes around the log and then through the hole and just a quick shoe
tie. Just, I'm telling you what, if you try to make sense out of it, it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't.
It's got to be almost like that was an innocent picture of me
right.
doing ice cream.
Right.
So
right.
maybe that was honest and maybe that's the way it should be. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. Well until
anyway,
next week, we do this all again.
Ted's going through, my buddy Ted's going through, and he bought a new phone today.
That's right.
He's an Android man. He's not an Apple guy, so he's an Android man.
Oh, you can't help him.
He bought
a
new Samsung.
You can't help him.
And he's going through the pain of what everybody has, whatever their new phone is, trying to figure it out.
Well,
you know that it's not hitting this, and you don't know which one you're supposed to have, AT&T or Verizon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they all have their problems.
Oh, yeah. I switched over to T-Mobile some time ago and put our whole family on T-Mobile. It was great for about 2 years. Now it's doing the same thing they all do. So, you know, they're all out of the same pond.
I think that's probably more true than they would like to know.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, listen, appreciate having you on. It's always a good time doing it. And, folks, I hope you enjoyed it, too. Tell a friend. Until next time on Sweeping the Country, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter with no eyeliner. Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Good day.